4. Speaking of 30 minutes, if you absolutely cannot stop a meeting or call from happening, define the end time. Do not leave these discussions open-ended and keep them short. If things are well defined, decisions should not take more than 30 minutes. Cite other commitments at odd times to make them more believable, e.g. 3:20 versus 3:30, and force people to focus instead of socializing, commiserating, and digressing. If you must join a meeting that is scheduled to last a long time or that is open-ended, inform the organizer that you would like permission to cover your portion first, as you have a commitment in 15 minutes. If you have to, feign an urgent phone call. Get the hell out of there and have someone else update you later. The other option is to be completely transparent and voice your opinion of how unnecessary the meeting is. If you choose this route, be prepared to face fire and offer alternatives. 5. The cubicle is your temple. Don't permit casual visitors. Some suggest using a clear do not disturb sign of some type, but I have found that this is ignored unless you have an office. My approach was to put headphones on, even if I wasn't listening to anything. If someone approached me, despite this discouragement, I would pretend to be on the phone. I'd put a finger to my lips, say something like, "I hear you," and then say into the mic, "Can you hold on a second?" Next, I'd turn to the invader and say, "Hi, what can I do for you?" I wouldn't let them get back to me, but rather force the person to give me a 5-second summary and then send me an email if necessary. If headphone games aren't your thing, the reflexive response to an invader should be the same as when answering the cell phone. "Hi, invader, I'm right in the middle of something. How can I be of help?" If it's not clear within 30 seconds, ask the person to send you an email about the chosen issue. Do not offer to send them an email first. "I'd be happy to help, but I have to finish this first. Can you send me a quick email to remind me?" If you still cannot deflect an invader, give the person a time limit on your availability, which can also be used for phone conversations. "Okay, I only have 2 minutes before a call, but what's the situation and what can I do to help?" 6. Use the puppy dog close to help your superiors and others develop the no-meeting habit. The puppy dog close in sales is so named because it is based on the pet store sales approach. If someone likes a puppy but is hesitant to make the life-altering purchase, just offer to let them take the pup home and bring it back if they change their minds. Of course, the return seldom happens. The puppy dog close is invaluable whenever you face resistance to permanent changes. Get your foot in the door with a "let's just try it once" reversible trial. Compare the following. "I think you'd love this puppy. It will forever add to your responsibilities until he dies 10 years from now. No more carefree vacations, and you'll finally get to pick up poop all over the city. What do you think?"